BBC News, it's Fiona MacDonald. President Trump has set out a new national security policy, stressing the America First strategy of his election campaign. He referred to China and Russia as rival powers challenging the US on the world stage, and said the US would seek to build partnerships, but in a way that protected American interests. Mr. Trump's Homeland Security adviser has publicly accused North Korea of carrying out the WannaCry cyber attack, which affected computer systems in more than 150 countries in May. Writing in the Wall Street Journal, Tom Bossert said Pyongyang was directly responsible. There have been more violent protests in the Argentine capital Buenos Aires, where Congress is trying to pass pension reforms. Demonstrators say the planned changes will lead to the poorest people working longer for a lower pension. Officials in the U.S. state of Washington have said three people are known to have died when a train plunged off a bridge and crashed onto a motorway below. About 100 others have been taken to hospital. An international study has suggested that rubber bullets are too dangerous to be used for crowd control. Research published in the British Medical Journal found that 3 in every 100 people injured by rubber or plastic bullets died of their wounds. The governor of Puerto Rico has ordered a review of all deaths in the U.S. territory since Hurricane Maria struck in September. News organizations have estimated that more than 1,000 deaths can be attributed to the storm. And anti-doping officials are investigating allegations against two men linked to the world champion sprinter Justin Gatlin. The Daily Telegraph newspaper in Britain says the athlete's agent offered to supply performance-enhancing drugs to undercover reporters. Gatlin's coach allegedly said doping was possible because the drugs used couldn't be detected. Both men deny the accusations. BBC News.